Homecoming weekend is a time to remember. We remember past connections and classmates and friends. We remember experiences that helped to shape and form us. Hopefully we don't have too many memories that we want to forget. But even those, we can remember in order to learn from them, right? The Lord can redeem anything and everything. Remembering is a big part of homecoming. Remembering is an essential part of Judaism and of Christianity. In our first reading, the prophet Amos pronounces God's judgment on people for forgetting or ignoring. They're taking care of themselves, lounging and eating and drinking and playing music, all the while the city is collapsing all around them. Maybe they're in denial or in despair, or maybe they just don't care. But they're ignoring the suffering of those right around them. In our second reading, St. Paul looks us in the eyes and says, "But you, man of God, pursue righteousness." Remember the noble confession you made at your baptism, and pursue righteousness. Pursue devotion and faith and love and patience and gentleness. He doesn't say to have them all perfectly yesterday. He says, pursue them. Are we pursuing virtue? I'm pursuing a college degree or a graduate degree. I'm pursuing a career to support my family, to make a living. Fine. But are we pursuing virtue? What do any of those other pursuits matter if at the end of our lives, Jesus says, I don't know who you are? Or if at the end of our lives, the people around us whom we overlooked or ignored say, He never gave me a second thought. No. Pursue righteousness while you get a degree or work on a career or raise your family. Paul says, I charge you before God and before Christ Jesus to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Persevere to the end. Remember your noble confession of faith and pursue righteousness till the end. In the gospel, Abraham says to Dives, which is the Latin word for the rich man, remember, you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. And what we see in the parable is that Dives refuses to remember. He remembers nothing except that Lazarus is a slave to do his bidding. Send Lazarus to me. Send Lazarus to my brothers. He doesn't remember. And so he refuses to listen. Abraham says, your brothers have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. Oh, no, Father Abraham. Notice how he reverences Abraham as father while refusing to listen to him, telling him how wrong he is. Oh, no, Father Abraham. You don't even know this. Dives ate and drank and lounged and ignored and truthfully despised not only Lazarus, but also Moses and the prophets. They can't help Father Abraham. But if my brothers realize that I'm sending them Lazarus, then they'll listen. How important is your baptism to you? Do you remember when you were baptized? February 21st, 1971. Great day of glory, at least for myself. Do you think of your baptism as your own noble confession of faith in the gospel? Do you remember the promises of your baptism? Renouncing vice, pursuing virtue. Notice that in the gospel, Dives would have had his fate completely changed if he had simply helped one person. If he had been willing to remember Lazarus and to invite Lazarus into his heart, just as Father Abraham took Lazarus into his bosom. You know, it's easy for me, maybe for any of us, to fall into an all or nothing sort of mentality. There's so many people in need of help. It's overwhelming. And then we never act. In this gospel parable, Jesus says to Dives and help one person, help Lazarus. But he refused. Jesus says to me and to you, help one person. Take one person into your heart whom you raise up and walk with and learn to know and to love. Just by way of example, I can think of several families who I know who have made a big decision to invite a young person, the classmate of their teenager, for example, who needed to leave his or her own home to come into their home and find support and stability and love. None of them found that easy. But that's the challenge of the gospel. Pursue righteousness. Our job isn't to save the world. Our job isn't to save another human being. Our job isn't even to save ourselves. None of us are the Savior. And we do well to remember that and to never forget it. Listen again to those words of our psalm today, Psalm 146. Blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains. You and I, we can, and really we must be, his hands and feet and arms. But he's the Savior, not us. We have this beautiful resource now in our own parish, a full-time director of service and justice, Shelley, who just in the last month in August had 40 people reach out to her for help. What an incredible opportunity to ask her, connect me with one of them, to help me pursue righteousness and walk with one. Remember your noble confession. Pursue righteousness. Raise up someone in need into your own heart. Here's the homework for the week. Remember and meditate this week on your baptismal promises. And look around you for your Lazarus, whom you're called to raise up.